This is Apostle Tanya. Most marvelously, we have the blessed honor in this generation to declare our love for our blessed Master. And surely, I am most grateful to serve together with you to exalt our Holy Lord and remindeth the enemy, the earth is thy Lord's and the fullness thereof. Through the revelatory teachings taught by the Spirit of God through me and the most glorious supernatural fun experiences that I have spent in the blessed presence of the Master, I pray that you shall be most encouraged and equipped listening to holy podcasts. I am most surely honored to have you a part of the family. By the Master's hand, on the occasion of Mother's Day, in the year of 2008, my younger siblings and me surrounded our dearest mother for what would become her last. The photographs were for captured on that Mother's Day reveal the legacy of love and memories of a most faithful woman of prayer Mother was, and a glance of what she left for us, most precious to behold and honor. The scripture records a most magnificent expectation from thy Lord God of his virtuous daughters in the book of Proverbs, chapter 31. Verse 28. The word reads, "Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her." Surely thy Lord favored me with a virtuous, meek, and most gentle mother, whom loved her Lord more than her husband, my late father, and her children. Often, during my visits to my mother's home, I was left amazed as my eyes fixed upon her loyalty to thy Lord. She was most disciplined, my mother was, always sitting in the Lord's presence with the blessed Holy Bible and annotating on holy pages the blessed revelation she had received from thy Holy Spirit. And quite marvelously, thy Lord used Mother to pour upon me treasures from heaven during the greatest valleys of my life. Surely, it was the season the Holy One willed me to walk through the most for his glory. The holy conversations from my mother filled many broken seasons of my life. It was with the Holy Bible that my mother faithfully guided me to have faith in our Holy Father. Most certainly, my mother's blessed, fervent prayers tipped the bowls in heaven to place me on a purpose-filled path to honor thy Lord in serving others. It was also her devotion and loyalty unto thy master which cultivated within me a life in the beautiful garden of prayer. For sure, my mother's tender voice and her encouraging words continue to echo in my heart and continueth to encourage me and our family to serve. I remaineth in awe of our Father for his love to giveth us mothers. I am most thankful for Sight and Sound Theaters for their generosity to the ministry. If you have not heard yet of Sight and Sound Theaters, you must attend to one of their productions. It is most marvelous. They are located in the United States, and I encourage you to visit their website at www.sight-sound.com.